Audio Description on DVD had a bumper 2009 with the largest number of titles ever released to Australian markets. Ali Woodford from Media Access Australia joins us today to tell us what the latest titles are and whether she thinks 2010 will be a good year as well. Welcome, Ali.
Thank you, Roberta.
Now, before we get into the titles that have recently been released, can you briefly take us through how 2009 shaped up?
Yeah, as you mentioned, 2009 was a good year, a record-breaking year, I guess. We had a total of 93 feature films, plus a few TV series like Underbelly, Thank God You're Here 4, and Sea Patrol 2. They were all released to the market with Audio Description, so more titles than ever before. And what was also good about last year, I would say, is that all the major distributors finally got the message about importing their titles with Audio Description if those titles have been done in other regions.
Mm.
And on top of that, Paramount, which was the last major distributor not to be doing anything in other regions, started to do Audio Description in the UK, and we're getting those titles imported to Australia now. So definitely a year of growth.
Indeed, and let's look at the next year now. Is 2010 looking like it will continue the trend?
Well, at least for January. So I can say that I've had a look on the shelves in January, and it seems to be a bumper month. We've got 24% of the titles audio described, so it's the highest number of titles ever. So pretty much a quarter of what's on the new release shelves at the moment. So I'm quite pleased about that. The big name titles, that there's three of them, I would say, in this crop. We've got My Sister's Keeper, and that was a big hit for Cameron Diaz last year, and it sees her in a serious role as opposed to her usual comedy ones. Also, The Young Victoria. It's an independent film. It did very well at the box office, and it was based on the story of Queen Victoria's childhood and then her ascent to the throne. And the last one, I think is a big name one, is Up. And it's a delightful cartoon feature by Pixar. They do great cartoons. And it takes viewers on a rather interesting balloon ride, I guess, and the kids and adults are going to love it.
Well, and what other new films do you think that we've got to choose from to keep us entertained?
Well, anyone that likes action films might like to take a look at G.I. Joe, Rise of the Cobra. There's also Terminator Salvation, The Taking of Pelham 1, 2, 3, and a film called Fighting. Just got one science fiction film called District 9. The kids will love Ice Age 3, which complements Ice Age 2, which was also audio described. There's Cherie, which I would classify as a romantic drama, and that's got Michelle Pfeiffer in it. A couple of Aussie films we've got, sort of one extreme to the other. We've got a drama in Beautiful Kate, and then we've got a comedy called Charlie and Boots. And that stars Paul Hogan.
Of course, yes.
Yep.
And Kenny.
And Star Wars fans, I think they're probably going to get a kick out of a comedy called Fanboys. I won't say much more than that, but it's quite a funny little film. And there's more comedy in Adventureland, The Ugly Truth, Year One, and the rather witty The Hoax. And just sort of rounding things off, there's one more animation called Coraline, a gangster film starring Johnny Depp called Public Enemies, and a bit of a horror in Drag Me to Hell.
Well, what a selection.
Quite a selection.
And those Ice Age films are lovely, aren't they?
They are, yes.
They're just so good. I've seen a couple of them at my daughter's place with her children, and they are just so good. And there's lots to audio describe in that.
Yeah, there is. And that's the thing about these animations lately in the last few years. They've got things for adults in there as well, so it's not just all about the kids.
Well, even though our distributors have been pretty good in importing and producing these titles, have we missed out on anything?
Yeah, there's one we've missed out on this time around. It's a title called Is Anybody There? And it's an English drama that stars Michael Caine, and it was distributed locally by Hopscotch. So if you're disappointed in missing out on that one, you can lodge an online complaint via the audiodescription.com.au website. And there's a link on the homepage to the DVD complaint form.
Oh, thank you for all of that, Ali. Well, all these titles have been added to the Audio Describe DVD database on the website, audiodescription.com.au. For any questions on DVD or audio description in general, you can call Ali and her colleagues at Media Access Australia on 02 9212 6242. That's 02 9212 6242 or emailing info@mediaaccess.org.au. Thanks, Ali.
Thank you, Roberta.
I've been speaking with Ali Woodford from Media Access Australia, and Media Access Australia are supporters of this program.